You're with SBS Radio.
Spoštovane poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, poslušate slovensko oddajo na radio SBS na ta dan sobota 2. marca 2019. Upam, da uživate v poslušanju, še posebej sedaj, ko imam lepo priložnost, da predstavim naslednjega gosta v današnji oddaji. To je Martin Starec. Morda še niste slišali za njega, ampak Martin je nov predsednik Čebelarske zveze, ki deluje v slovenskem društvu Jadran. Letos bodo imeli že zdaj tradicionalni Čebelarski festival, ki bo v nedeljo 10. marca. To je že 25. festival po vrsti. V imenu naših poslušalcev Martina lepo pozdravljam v današnji oddaji. Martin, dobar dan. Welcome to the Slovenian program on SBS Radio.
Oh, thank you very much, Lindy.
You're of Slovenian background. How did you get involved with bees and beekeeping?
Well, Lindy, Dad had a beehive on our property many years ago. It's actually very hard work to be a beekeeper, but a lot of fun. But it got too much for Dad, and he said, "Oh, look, you know, you can go and take the honey off the bees." So, and then after that, I enjoyed it. So Dad said I could look after the bees from then on, and sort of led from there.
It's a big part of Slovenian culture, beekeeping.
Yes, yeah. And we've got the Jadran beekeeping club set up for the last 25 years. So there's quite a few Slovenians in the club there that are involved.
How many members have you got?
At the moment, we've got about 50 members, I believe.
That's excellent. And as mentioned, this year's festival, being held next Sunday, the 10th of March, will be the 25th festival, because the association is celebrating its 25th year.
That's correct, yeah. So we've been going for 25 years. I haven't been involved for the full 25 years, but the last 9 years or so I've been sort of involved with the club. And recently I was elected as the new president. So, yeah, I've sort of been running the club a bit and coordinating what we do there. And it's come a long way, and we are making improvements here and there as we can and trying to get people through and teach them the art of beekeeping.
Sounds great. Tell us more about the festival itself next Sunday. What can visitors expect?
So on Sunday, I believe the gates open at 10 o'clock, and we plan to have a number of exciting parts of the festival. So we've got the bee box. So you've got a glass box with a beehive inside, so you can see the bees work. We plan to have a bee beard, of course, weather depending. So hopefully it's nice and warm as it is today. We have like a little cage where we have the queen bee, and it goes around under the chin of a willing participant, and all the young bees go on his face like a beard. So that'll be exciting for the kids to see, a bee beard. And we also have beekeeping demonstrations. So we show how we extract the honey from the hive and how we spin the honey. We'll have plenty of beekeeping products for sale. And so you have your candles and honey and
bee meditza, the bee alcohol, yes. Meditza, that's beautiful.
Yeah, yes, we have that also, a bit of vinegar for sale as well. Also, some of the new products that are sort of, well, old products that are coming back again, like the beekeeping wraps. I believe there's a lady there coming to sell and demonstrate beekeeping wraps that you can wrap your food and keep it fresh and sort of do away with the plastic wrapping that we tend to use a bit too much these days.
The festival, as mentioned, will be next Sunday, the 10th of March.
That's
which
correct,
will
yeah.
With gates opening at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
The festival will conclude at 4 p.m. in the afternoon. Anything else you wish to share with our listeners with regards to the actual Beekeeping Association and the festival itself? Of course, there'll be food and drink available and entertainment as well,
yeah,
on the day.
Yeah, so we're going to have a barbecue lunch. So you'll have sausages, hamburgers, cakes, and also, you know, drinks. There'll also be the open bar inside the club there. So we're going to serve, there'll be, you know, obviously the normal bar drinks, to have live music. So we've got a band coming as well, which should be nice. And so we're just now, all we need to, hopefully the weather plays along and everyone will be happy.
Drage poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, pogovarjam se z gospodom Martinom Starcem, ki je nov predsednik Čebelarske zveze v slovenskem klubu Jadran v Melbourneu. Martin, a lot's being spoken of late about bees dying en masse all around the world. What are your thoughts? This is very concerning. I mean, it can be concerning for humankind.
Yeah, it's a bit of a worry. You know, listeners all know that we don't get any stone fruit whatsoever without bees, so without cross-pollination. So, yeah, if we don't have bees, we don't have two-thirds of our food, you know. We need bees to survive. So, yeah, so it's super important that we look after bees and understand them and try and keep them safe.
Why are they dying en masse?
Well, there's a number of theories. I suppose the two most popular are too much pesticides being used and also pollution in the environment. But, there's also a number of diseases at the moment, which is the most predominant, which we don't have here in Australia. We're lucky not to have it here yet, which is the Varroa mite, which basically infects bee colonies and kills them, which is the final result. But we're lucky not to have that. We've got a great border security and biosecurity system here in Australia where we've been able to combat that at the moment. But, I'd say the most cause is the pollution and the pesticides.
Could, and this is just my theory, I'm a complete layman in this regard, obviously. What about all the electrical signals, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, all the stuff that's in the air now thanks to technology? Could that have anything to do with it? I mean, we've got telecommunication towers all over the place. Everyone's using Wi-Fi, sat-navs and all things like that, all kinds of electronic gadgets. Could that also be a cause?
I don't know. Some people do think that, but there's no proof at the moment, documented evidence to suggest that is the case. But it's possible. Yeah, it's possible it's a contributing factor.
Once again, let's invite our listeners to the 25th Beekeeping Festival at the Slovenian Club Jadran in Diggers Rest in Melbourne's West. 25 years, that's a number worth celebrating. And on behalf of our listeners, I wish to congratulate you and your committee and all the members of the Beekeeping Association on this anniversary, this special quarter of a century anniversary. Še enkrat, drage poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, vabimo vas, da se udeležite, da pridete v čim večjem številu na ta festival, ki bo naslednjo nedeljo 10. marca s pričetkom ob 10. uri dopoldne v prostorih slovenskega kluba Jadran. Već ste lako slišali u najnem pogovoru s Martinom, tako da upamo da se vidimo tam u čim većem številu. Martin, thank you so much once again for joining us today here on the Slovenian program on SBS Radio. It's been lovely to introduce you, and I understand that you've recently become a new dad, and congratulations also for that.
Oh, thank you so much. I think, yeah, it's been an exciting time, and my wife and I are really happy about it, and little Sophia is growing up and developing her own personality, and yeah, it's really fun. It's good fun.
Enjoy those special times. They grow up too quickly, as I've learned as well, yeah. And it's a very special time, so really cherish the moments. Sometimes it can get a bit challenging, but everyone gets there in the end. Thank you once again for joining us today. Hvala še enkrat, Martin, and we look forward to seeing you and everybody else at the Slovenian Club Jadran next Sunday, the 10th of March. Speak to you soon.
All right, Lindsay, thanks again. Have a good day.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.